welcome to this Kartik Inspiration. Every morning when I open the two swinging doors to my bhajan kutia, I see a sacred tulasi plant who is situated on a pedestal before the bhajan kutia. So I can chant and look outside and see this effulgent plant, which seems to be appreciated by even the birds which are flittering around her. Tulsi is very, very special. She is Vrinda Devi in the spiritual world, who incarnates as a sacred tulasi plant to give blessings and benefit to all those who turn to her with even a little service. I met someone who said that due to circumstances he is not able to follow any Kartik Vrata, but he will do one thing: water every day the sacred tulasi plant. I said that's good, because even a little service done regularly during this month is giving the greatest of results. And Tulsi is such a special person that serving her gives extra special results. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the spiritual master of Srila Prabhupada, said once, "Tulasi Maharani is our spiritual master. She is the queen of Vrindavan Dham. It is simply by her mercy that one can become qualified to enter into Sri Vrindavan Dham. We wear Tulasi Maharani around our neck, these neck beads, and we chant the holy names on Tulasi beads, knowing that she is so very dear to Lord Sri Krishna." Srila Prabhupada writes in the fourth canto that when he started the movement for Krishna consciousness in the West, he was very sad that there were no sacred Tulasi plants, and he feels very indebted to his disciple Govinda Dasi for growing Tulsi from seeds she obtained from India. Govinda Dasi did this in Hawaii, and the Tulsi became so big that this created a problem for the entrance of the temple. She grew to a height of 2.50 meters, and guests could no longer easily enter through the main entrance. They had to bow down, Prabhupada was informed. And he was asked if we could cut Tulsi, but he said, "No, no, she's a spiritual personality. It's good that people have to bow down to Tulasi before they enter the temple." He must have had in mind that Tulsi is one of the threshold gardens to the spiritual Dham. So yes, try to worship Tulsi. That's how you can do it. You either obtain a plant or a photo. You find the song to Tulasi Devi, "Tulasi Krishna Prayasi Namo Nama," and you sing it. Or you simply say Tulsi, 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 and invoke her divine presence through her name. In whatever way you approach Tulsi, even thinking of her will give you extraordinary results here in the month of Kartik.